Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. A plan that would have sold a large portion of Louisiana's share of Toledo Bend water to Texas every year is off. And Hornbeck Republican Rodney Chamberhorn says he will be filing a bill that would block any future water sale. And he does realize the populations of Texas and Louisiana are going in opposite directions.
Texas is growing by thousands every day, and they're running out of water. Louisiana is losing population, and we have abundance of water.
But he says if during a drought Louisiana couldn't get out of a contract, the lake would become a mud hole. Crawfish season will soon be here, and LSU Ag Center crawfish extension agent Todd Fontenot says some farmers are already offering mud bugs. And as long as Louisiana doesn't have long periods of below freezing temperatures, crawfish will be more plentiful in January and February.
Freezing temperatures are okay when just short-lived and we warm back up, but it's when we see those extended periods of really cold weather is when we do see a lot more harm to our crawfish.
LRN.
Anytime you got the blues, there's a number you can use, 988. The Louisiana 988 Helpline provides immediate emotional support for what you're dealing with. Whether it's going through tough times, having thoughts of suicide, or just needing someone to talk to, 988 is free, confidential, and here for you 24/7. Call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org.
For 200 years, Louisiana has developed, enjoyed, and benefited from sugarcane production. Sugarcane has enhanced the lives of millions statewide, and it's those same people who make this amazing industry number one. Log on, learn more at lacane.org.
Tiger Rag Magazine subscribers are LSU fans in the know. Tiger Rag Magazine gives you exclusive stories, beautiful pictures, and behind-the-scenes insights. Subscribe today and be in the know at tigerrag.com.
As if advancing to the college football playoff wasn't enough, Tulane has an extra incentive to beat Ole Miss on December 20th. They would get a virtual home game in the All-State Sugar Bowl against Georgia New Year's Day. Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley says a Sugar Bowl appearance for the hometown Green Wave would not be unprecedented, but let's just say it's been a long time coming, a very long time.
It's been since 1939 since the Green Wave has played in the Sugar Bowl, so it's been a while. This is their first appearance in the college football playoffs, so I know there'll be tremendous enthusiasm.
But in order to play in the Sugar Bowl in front of their home fans, they'll have to beat a team that beat them by 5 touchdowns just 4 months ago. The Pelicans rallied from a 20-point halftime deficit only to lose to San Antonio 135-132. Career night for Derek Queen as the Pelican center had a triple-double, 33 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists, but he missed a game-winning three-point attempt in the final seconds. LRN.